Well, as promised, we're going to go back into Israel for the purpose of talking with a man who has a very important responsibility. He and his team, and I'm talking about Itamar Marcus, he and his team at Palestinian Media Watch are watching and listening to the Palestinian media. They look at the printed page, they look at the electronic media, the radio and television, and they report to the world really what is being said by the Palestinian media. He has a website, palwatch.org. You want to go there and stay abreast of what is really taking place in the Palestinian media and among the Palestinian community. Itamar, a late report coming out of Israel. I want to ask you what the case is. I understand that on Palestinian television, Mahmoud Abbas, who is the president of the Palestinian Authority, said he's ready to recognize Israel as a Jewish state. What do you know about this?
Mahmoud Abbas himself did not make a statement like that. This has been a very important principle for him, not to recognize Israel as a Jewish state. Someone who has a position or had a position within Fatah said that he expects that Abbas might be willing to compromise about this in the future. Now, first of all, if he's willing to compromise, it means he is expecting to get incredible concessions from Israel for this. I don't know why he would be willing to accept Israel as a Jewish state. Now, let me explain to you, and this is critical. Why does the Palestinian Authority, why does Mahmoud Abbas refuse to recognize Israel? And the way to understand this, I'm going to read to you a quote, something that we haven't gotten out to the media yet because we're subtitling this, and you'll be the first ones to hear it. Mahmoud Abbas himself, speaking on Palestinian television recently, said the following, that Israel is trying to artificially create a history in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, he claims, and the Palestinian Authority claims, that the Jews never had a history in Jerusalem. There never was a temple. And these are his words. Israel is changing the facts of Jerusalem's landscape to serve delusional myths and arrogance of power. They imagine that by brute force they can invent a Jewish history. He is arguing that Israel is doing archaeology in Jerusalem in order to, by brute force, invent a Jewish history. The Palestinian Authority denies the Jewish people ever existed as a nation in the land of Israel. This is the backbone of their ideology. For Abbas to recognize Israel as a Jewish state, he would also be recognizing Jewish history. This would be a major change in Palestinian worldview. That's why I don't think he will do it. And if he does do it, he would be doing it in exchange for massive, massive concessions that might be forced on Israel by John Kerry.
Well, folks, do you understand what you just heard? An exclusive from Itamar Marcus. Thank you for honoring us here on Prophecy Today, Itamar. I know that's going to go out to the other media outlets as well, but you honored us by letting us have this news first. And the information that Itamar just gave us, so key to understanding what the Palestinians are really involved in there in Israel, in this Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In addition to that, Itamar, there have been a number of Palestinian leaders who made their way over to Iran, into Tehran, and there they've had opportunity to speak with some of the leaders. They have been calling, in fact, the president of Iran, Rouhani, has come out and called for the liberation of Jerusalem. Give us some more information on this.
The Palestinian Authority, a number of years ago, was very close to Iran. They were sending delegations back and forth, and Iran was also helping with money. Iran, because they supported the Hamas in the civil war between the Palestinian Authority and Israel, the Palestinian Authority, Fatah, decided to really cut relations with Iran because they were supporting their enemy. Iran was supporting the Hamas because Iran believes in having an Islamic State imposed on the population, which is what Hamas wants to do. So Hamas was supported by Iran, so the Palestinian Authority was not involved. Now that there's talk of reconciliation and the conflict between the Hamas and Fatah is not as great, the Palestinian Authority is trying to rebuild those contacts with Iran. Iran hates Israel. The Palestinian Authority likes Iran's attitude toward Israel. At least that's what they tell their people in Arabic. The Palestinian Authority in Arabic doesn't recognize Israel's right to exist. And that's the same as Iran. So it makes sense that the Palestinian Authority, now that the the active fighting with Hamas is done, they're talking about reconciliation, they want to rebuild bridges to Iran. It could also be a source of money for them.
Well, this needs to be known by everyone wanting to understand this whole situation in the Middle East as well. Another excellent report from Itamar Marcus. Itamar, on your homepage at PowWatch.org and through the alerts that you send out, and by the way, friends, if you'd like to receive alerts from Palestinian Media Watch, go to PowWatch.org and you can connect and get that alert sent to you by Itamar. But you're reporting that the Palestinian Authority, which Mahmoud Abbas heads up, it's the somewhat of a government for the Palestinian people, they have allocated $46 million for terrorists in 2014. This does not sound like they really want peace.
That is very true, Jimmy, and I just want to point out that the $46 million in 2014 is in addition to the regular budget up till now, which was over $100 million in 2013. We're talking about money that the Palestinian Authority gives to prisoners in Israeli jails, but only those connected to terror. And now they're adding on to this another $46 million for 2014, which will be for released terrorists. Now, you just have to realize the severity of this issue. People like Abdullah Barghouti. Abdullah Barghouti, responsible for the murder of 67 Israelis. He is sitting 67 life sentences in Israeli prison. He is already receiving, if I remember correctly, close to 10,000 shekel a month in salary. That comes to over $3,000 in jail he's receiving as a salary. Why? Because he has been in jail for such a long time. The longer a Palestinian prisoner is in jail, the higher their salary becomes. In the end, they can end up with a salary that's five times the average Palestinian salary. So these are massive rewards for terror that the Palestinian Authority is paying to terrorists in jail and to release terrorists. Comes to, as we know now, approximately could be $140 million or so in 2014. And this is being facilitated by the American government, by the European Union, by the European countries who give money to the Palestinian Authority's general budget.
You know, that would seem to be a motivation to some young Palestinian who may be considering, should I be a terrorist or not? If he can commit a terroristic act and then be put in prison, he could maybe make more money than he would if he had been a Palestinian citizen, an upright, outstanding citizen in the Palestinian community. Well, this is the reason we talk with Itamar Marcus. You need to understand what really the Palestinian media is saying. And we need to have these facts presented to us, and Itamar Marcus does that with his team stationed there in Jerusalem. They keep a close watch on the Palestinian media. Itamar, thank you so very much, my good friend. I know we'll have conversations down the road. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Jimmy. It's always great to talk to you.